Good evening, KBMFers, and welcome once again to this week's Police Blotter. I appreciate you spending time with me today. The following are just some of the reports filed with BSB law enforcement last week. Monday, March 26, 12:42 p.m., 2600 West Grand Avenue, an arrest was made for disorderly conduct. 11:41 p.m. at Stokes Market, a wanted person was spotted and subsequently charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. Tuesday, March 27th, the time, 1:46 a.m., the location, Dakota and Galena, the allegation, possession of dangerous drugs. Vandalism slash criminal mischief hailed the complaint from Kennedy School at 2:01 p.m. and a subject was subsequently arrested. At 4:34 p.m. on 1200 Raccoon Way, a suspect was charged with assault with a weapon. 5:45 p.m. Farragut and Amherst, DUI, drugs or alcohol. On Wednesday, March 28th, mellow yellow until a shoplifter was busted at Walmart at 2:21 in the afternoon. 2:57 p.m. North Alaska, possession of drug paraphernalia. 6:09 p.m., 3300 Harrison, resisting arrest was the charge. Again, resisting arrest was the charge, however, the location was first in Utah at 7:37. Thursday, March 29th, 01:30 in the morning, the location was Harrison and A. The allegation, possession of dangerous drugs. 3:08 p.m., the location, Walmart, Harrison Avenue, the allegation, possession of dangerous drugs. 8:33 p.m., traffic stop, Daly and C Street, an arrest was made for driving while suspended or revoked. Friday, March 30th, 3:56 p.m., on the first block of East Granite, an unwanted person was reported and subsequently charged with failure to disperse. Saturday, March 31st, 2:22 a.m. on 1900 Roberts, a traffic stop was followed by an arrest for aggravated DUI. Sunday, April Fool's Day, and the fools were out early. 0020 a.m. at Walmart, the charge was shoplifting. 8:46 was the time. 600 Colorado was the location. The allegation, everyone say it with me, possession of dangerous drugs. Please, everyone, use good judgment and whenever possible, stay away from dangerous drugs. They will get you in trouble. Until next time, for the KBMF News Team, this is Joe Stark reporting.